Introduction to The Gospel According to St. Luke. Why study this book? The book of Luke provides an additional witness of many truths recorded by Matthew and Mark, and also contains unique content. The Gospel of Luke can deepen students' understanding of the teachings of Jesus Christ and help them more fully appreciate His love and compassion for all mankind, as manifested during His mortal ministry and through His infinite atonement. Who wrote this book? Luke is the author of this gospel. He was a physician and a messenger of Jesus Christ. Luke was one of Paul's fellow laborers and Paul's missionary companion. Luke also wrote the book of Acts. See Bible Dictionary, Luke. When and where was it written? Although it is not known exactly when Luke wrote his gospel, it was likely written in the second half of the 1st century AD. Luke's sources were people who, from the beginning, were eyewitnesses of the Savior's mortal ministry and resurrection. We do not know where the Gospel of Luke was written. To whom was it written and why? Luke intended his Gospel to be read primarily by a Gentile audience, and he presented Jesus Christ as the Savior of both Jews and Gentiles. Luke specifically addressed his gospel to Theophilus, which in Greek means friend of God or beloved of God. It is apparent that Theophilus had received previous instruction concerning the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Luke hoped to provide further instruction by offering a systematic account of the Savior's ministry and mission. He wanted those who read his testimony to know the certainty of the Son of God, His compassion, atonement, and resurrection. What are some distinct features of this book? Luke is the longest of the four Gospels and the longest book in the New Testament. Some of the most well-known stories of Christendom are unique to the Gospel of Luke. For example, the circumstances surrounding the birth of John the Baptist, the traditional Christmas narrative, the story of Jesus as a 12-year-old boy in the temple, parables such as the Good Samaritan, the Prodigal Son, and the Rich Man and Lazarus, the story of the 10 lepers, and the account of the resurrected Lord walking beside His disciples on the road to Emmaus. Other unique features are Luke's inclusion of teachings of John the Baptist, not found in other Gospels, his emphasis on the prayerfulness of Jesus Christ, and his inclusion of the calling, training, and missionary labors of the 70. Moreover, Luke is the only gospel writer to record that the Savior shed His blood in Gethsemane and that an angel ministered to Him. Because Luke's gospel begins and concludes at the temple, it also signals the temple's importance as a principal location of God's dealing with mankind. Outline. Luke chapters 1 through 3. The births and missions of John the Baptist and of Jesus Christ are foretold. Witnesses testify that the infant Jesus is the Messiah. At 12 years of age, Jesus Christ teaches at the temple. John the Baptist preaches repentance and baptizes Jesus Christ. Luke records a genealogy of Jesus Christ. Luke chapters 4 through 8. Jesus Christ is tempted in the wilderness. In Nazareth, He proclaims Himself the Messiah and is rejected. Jesus Christ chooses 12 apostles and teaches His disciples. He forgives sins and performs many miracles. Luke 9 through 14. The 12 apostles are sent to preach and to heal. Jesus Christ feeds 5,000 and is transfigured on a mountain. He calls the 70 and sends them forth to teach. Jesus Christ teaches about discipleship, hypocrisy, and judgment. He relates the parable of the Good Samaritan. Luke chapters 15 through 17. Jesus Christ teaches in parables. He teaches about offenses, faith, and forgiveness. He heals 10 lepers and teaches of His second coming. Luke chapters 18 through 22. Jesus Christ continues to teach in parables. He heals a blind man and teaches Zacchaeus. He rides triumphantly into Jerusalem, weeps for the city, and cleanses the temple. Jesus Christ foretells the destruction of Jerusalem and speaks of the signs that will precede his second coming. He institutes the sacrament, teaches his apostles, and suffers in Gethsemane. He is betrayed, arrested, mocked, smitten, and interrogated. Luke chapters 23 and 24. Jesus Christ is tried before Pilate and Herod, crucified, and buried. Angels at the tomb and two disciples on the road to Emmaus testify that Jesus Christ has been resurrected. The Savior appears to his disciples in Jerusalem, promises his apostles they will be given power from God, and ascends into heaven.